Now time for locker room chat with Centralia boys head basketball coach Nick Evans after three games from this past week. And coach, we start off with your game last Friday versus Valley Heights. And you guys struggled a little bit in this one early on, but then you had a 23-4 run late in the second quarter through the third quarter and ended up with a nice solid win. Final score in that one was 63-47 on the road. And in that game, coach, how important was it for you guys to, after taking some momentum into the break, to come out strong in that second half?
I mean, it was big. Yeah, I think a lot of that gets generated by defense and the way we rebound. I mean, Duke is he's a problem for teams inside, and I think it frees up our shooters to know that, well, you know, probably 50% of the time, if I shoot it more, you know, 50% of the time, Duke has a good chance to get it if I do miss. You know, it gives you a little, it lets you free up a little bit, you know. And so I think we're generating easier baskets for us. And that's helped us in this stretch that we've been on.
And you had an overall solid effort on Monday. That was against Donovan West. You won that 54-17. And coach, you guys really took it to him early and just kept on the gas pedal the entire game.
Yeah, I mean Donovan West is they're better than that. You know, I mean they had a tough night and we knew that we had to defend the 3-point line against them, and they actually went 0-for-8 from three. And so that was a key to that game, because I know that they kind of flourish off the 3-pointer. They have some really good guards that can drive you, and they kick it really good and find their guys. So we kind of had it to where we knew that if you're on the ball side of it, we had a guy sitting out there instead of digging on him, because he knew that generally they try to kick it out to him. And so that eliminated a lot of their kickouts, and that is what we've seen that they kind of flourish off of, and that helped us.
And then he completed the trifecta yesterday, defeating Blue Valley Randolph 66-42. So three sizable victories. And against Blue Valley Randolph, the Rams got off to a bit of a good start, but then you guys got into a groove defensively, and that defense turned to offense for you guys.
Yeah. Blue Valley's kind of similar to Donovan West. They're gonna get you in transition stuff, or try to, and then and the three-point line, you know. And so we knew we had to defend that, and they were hitting them early. And I think that we gassed them in the second quarter. I mean, we were getting – they were missing their shots, and we would run them out, and we'd beat them in transition and make them come down. And they take relatively quick shots. It's about one, two passes, and generally it's probably going to go up. And then we'd go down, and it just kind of – stretched itself out, and they got themselves in a double-digit deficit. And they worked themselves back, but it never got to single digits again. But again, we're just getting smarter in our situations, because, you know, it maybe got to 14 or 12, and we talked, you know, call timeout, or they call timeout, and we talked about scenario, you know, like Blue Valley wants you to take quick possession so they can get the ball back, and they're going to pass it two or three times and maybe hit a three. You know, you have to be smarter with your shot selection, and clock is your friend in this scenario.
So now, coach, you have an opportunity to get a share of the TVL title coming up on Friday, as you guys will be hosting Clifton Clyde. You're both 9-0 in league play, arguably your biggest game of the season to date, and a big one for you guys. In terms of getting guys to springboarding into the postseason as well, and on top of that, a chance to get them back after they defeated you in the third-place game of the TVL tournament, what does this game mean for you guys as a whole?
Oh, I mean, it's, you know, anytime you can play for a championship in this league, it's, you know, an outright season championship. I think it's huge. I mean, this league is, you know, for 1A, I don't think there's any other league that's better. And there's tough teams, you know. I mean, like I've said all year, anybody can beat anybody, and that's happened throughout the league. And you have to be prepared every single night. And that's why I kept telling them, with Donovan West on Monday, with Blue Valley on Tuesday, this was a big week as far as, you know, you're playing. You could play for a championship, and you could play for a one seed in your sub-state. So it's, you know, all of these things matter, but one day at a time. Donovan West was your first obstacle. They were the only thing that mattered. Blue Valley was in your road yesterday. They're the only thing that mattered. And now now it's Clifton Clyde. They're the only thing that matters. And so they have kind of taken to that, that it's just one, and you can see it by the way that they play. They don't look over anybody. They take everyone seriously and they respect every opponent. And you can see that in how they play.
Oh, absolutely. You guys are locked in every single game, and you guys have been able to, as a result, stay undefeated in league play. And we are just 1 week away from getting Substate underway, and we'll get to talk to you next week about how the bracket shakes out with teams like Bishop Seabury trying to catch you in the standings. All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jared.
That was Centralia boys and basketball coach Nick Evans here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wakeland Oil Company.